Hi there, Jamie. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to apply a reduced rate for your established company. Of course, she wants me to get you the details and answer any questions you might have. A happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far, sir?
Oh, it's going good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah, and you're regularly traveling a good 50, 60 miles. Tara put in the notes here, you would even go up to 100 miles for the right job. Now, this is going to be ideal for you because you're going to have customers calling you directly, anyone in that service area going online. They don't need to know the name of your company. They're not looking for you specifically, but they're looking for someone who can do dirt work. So they're going online, going on their smartphone or hopping on their computer. They're typing in excavation contractor or site prep or resloping, grading, whatever they might type in. Your company's going to pop up. They'll be able to see a website for you and call you directly. So it's a living, breathing human being in need of a guy who can do what you can do, calling you directly. Now, of course, Jamie, not everyone who sees you on the first page will call you. You're not going to be the only company on that first page. However, the ones that call you are calling you directly. They're calling you specifically, and they're calling you for a good reason. They saw something on the website, and it just clicked for them. Might have been your experience or the photos. And I'm looking at your Facebook page now. We can use those photos off of your Facebook page on a .com website, even the videos too. You know, we can put those videos on your website too. So when people call you, they're going to know what to expect. They're going to know that you do exactly what they're looking for and that you do quality work, and it's going to be a very high conversion rate. So it's nothing at all like a lead-based service. Tara did attach a home advisor and Angie's Leads profile here. I know that that's a lead-based service, and you, with that, you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service you're using right now? Are you paying for leads actively?
Well, I actually cut it off because I was getting a bunch of leads on people that just wanted somebody's opinion, and I was paying for it.
You're right. You know, I hear that a lot. And you can't really blame the homeowner asking for that opinion or looking for that estimate because, you know, although I know they're trying to rebrand themselves kind of a combined Angie's List and Home Advisor into Angie Leads or whatever Angie it is, but, we've all seen the ads for Home Advisor, and it was always get the free quote for the job you need. So I don't even think most homeowners know that business owners are paying good money for those leads. So you can't really blame them for just wanting the estimate, but it doesn't help you any when you got to talk to them, spend your time, and of course be charged for that lead. So it makes sense that you turned it off, actually, you know, and you're going to like this a lot more. And like I said, the calls will come directly to you. Now, you'll be listed in the local pack or the map that pops up. Google paid ads will also be attached to your website. And, of course, to get you in the local map means we have to create everything Google wants to see. If you didn't already have a Facebook page, we would have created one for you because Google likes to see a Facebook page for businesses. We'll make sure you have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. Jamie will actually create almost 70 different directories that will all function a bit like a website for Google and Bing, talking about your services and your service area. That way, when someone in your service area looks for someone who can do what you can do, you're going to pop up on that first page. Of course, what people will see, though, is your business in that local map or in the ads above it and that website attached to it. Now, because you're a business of over 10 years, you actually qualify for an established business rate. It's a reduced rate that we offer for companies that have been in business at least 10 years. As you might well imagine, we do prefer to work with companies that know what they're doing. I mean, companies that have no bad reviews, can continue to take on more work, and can continue to provide quality service. So for an established company like yours, It's the lowest rate. It's the biggest reduction in cost that we offer. It's actually a 50% savings off the normal cost of the service. It is a month-to-month service, Mr. Schneider. There's no long-term contract. Our job, though, is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business one month at a time. And every month that you choose to stay with us, that reduced rate does stay with you. And like I said, it's quite significant. 50% off the normal cost of the service does save you exactly $300 every month. And it would bring the rate all the way down from what would normally be $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either because the calls will be coming directly to you. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it's all that same flat rate. Now, are you looking more for residential, or would you be able to take on some commercial work, too?
Either one. I mean, I do them both.
And no real preference one over the other. It's kind of nice to have the opportunities, right? And you'll get that. I know with Home Advisor, you get mostly residential clients. And like you said, most of them are just looking for an opinion. With us, though, you're going to get a steady stream of phone calls from both residential and commercial clients. You can kind of pick and choose the job that's going to be most profitable for you. Maybe you take the job that's closer to home or the bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time, or might just be a smaller job that you can get done quickly and move on to the next one. Like I said, no matter how many jobs you get, it's that flat rate. Now, obviously, you've got a lot of photos and even videos off of that Facebook page, so we can certainly use that content and get your phone ringing. Now, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. Obviously, any form of advertising has to justify itself, and it seems like that lead-based service wasn't working for you. But with us, though, you'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. That's where you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and the search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. In fact, you'll even know which clients found you from the paid ads, from the local map, or from individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. There is a contact form on the website, though, so they can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're looking to have done, and how soon. And when they fill out that form, Jamie, you're going to get a text message and an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or contacting you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Okay. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, sir. I don't think
okay.
So.
Okay. The website's going to be included. We're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included in that month-to-month cost. So it is just that fixed flat rate. Like I said, it's an exact amount. Now, because you still have the active directory page, even if you shut your leads off, you've still got on, and it's on Home Advisor's platform still, even if they call themselves Angie, homeadvisor.com/rated, the name of your business, and then, you know, a bunch of numbers and HTML. You've got a profile page still active, I think, because you probably paid a membership fee within the last year. I can't wear a black eye for that company. We've got nothing at all to do with them, and this is not a reduction in the setup fee because of them specifically, but there's a promo code in our system. If I can find it here real quick. There it is. Okay. I'm going to apply this promo code. It's for someone who is paying advertising dollars elsewhere. And even if you shut your leads off, you still, like I said, have that profile page up. Now, what that's going to do, it's going to allow me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. Usually it's like, you know, 25% or something like that. But I'm pretty familiar with the cost associated with that service. They used to be called Service Magic. About 8 years ago, Home Advisor was called Service Magic. And I remember back in the day talking to people that were using Service Magic. So I definitely know how expensive it can be when you get those leads that don't turn in anything. So instead of 25%, I want to take, I guess it'd be about 66% off the cost of the setup fee. There's a setup fee that's attached to this, and it's not just for the website. It's for all the additional content that we'll be building for you. Usually that setup fee can be as high as $299, even without the setup fee. But I'm going to take the $200 off that. So 66% off of the setup fee. We're taking 50% off of the normal cost of the subscription. Just that one-time setup fee of $99, it attaches to only the first month. So the entire first month with the website included, that one-time setup fee would be $398. And every month after that, it would be that flat rate of $299. And like I said, that's a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it'll never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, and not even by a penny, okay? Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, since this is a position that we're actively filling, and you know, I really like the look of your business, looking at your Facebook page, you do quality work, and of course your experience speaks for itself, I am more than happy to apply that 50% reduction in cost here. We look long-term. Even though it is month-to-month, we know that our clients will stay with us long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So I'm really happy to be saving you. I think it's $500 in the first month and then $300 every month after that. And if you don't have any questions for me, I just wanted to verify. It is, of course, Snyder Dirt Work. That's how you want the company. But the Facebook page has it as an LLC. So I realize it is an LLC. The branding of your business, though, how you want it to appear is a personal preference. With or without the LLC is really up to you, but the important thing is that it's consistent. Did you want it to be Snyder Dirt Work LLC?
You just put in there Snyder Dirt Work.
Perfect. And that's how I have it already. And we'll have it listed that way on the website, on the verified listing on Google and Bing, and on all the other directories that we'll create. And then, Jamie, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account? And then the 662-934-8162, is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you'll get direct phone calls, whether it's commercial clients or residential, they'll be calling you. But when they fill out that lead form, you will get a text message. You'll also get an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's a personal email, it doesn't have to appear physically, but it will be attached to the contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Just it'd be in lowercase letters, it'd be J Snyder, S-N-I-D-R, 04 at iCloud.com.
At iCloud. So your first initial, your last name, the number is 04 at iCloud.com. So pretty much a personal email. Like I said, it does not need to appear physically on the website, but it will be attached to that contact form. And so you'll get those emails when someone fills out that form. We will also, when necessary, use it to contact you regarding your account. We use phone, text, email, usually the method that's most appropriate for the information we're wanting to make sure you have. And certainly for longer pieces of information and things we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of times we'll call or text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you regarding your account?
Probably text message would be the best way.
Text message. I actually have that question default set to text message, and I just change it when necessary, which, you know, it's not very often. Most people prefer a text, especially if you're out on a machine. You know, you might not be able to hear the phone, but you'll get the text pretty quick, and you can respond to it. The one thing I wanted to ask you, though, is on that Angie's lead, the physical address, the 3490 Snyder Road. You're service-based. Obviously, you have to go out to the property to do the work. Does anyone ever come to you before or after that process? I mean, I guess my question is that even an address you would necessarily want promoted for your business online?
Well,
is that your home address?
That's my home address, but
it is your home.
My shop.
Okay.
My shop is
Your shop
My
is
shop
there, is. Your equipment is there, and of course you receive your mail there, but you don't typically receive any potential customers there. Most people don't go to see you ever, you know, it's just by phone and then you go out to the property. That's really why I'm asking, Jamie, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it were a shop or a small office, the point is if you don't see customers coming to you, Google actually doesn't want to list the physical street address because they wouldn't want someone to try to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you do. So you'll just be listed city and state, no zip code, and of course with the Google ads and all the additional content, 50, 60, or even up to 100 miles, would be easy to accomplish. Now, we don't just draw a big circle around you, especially with the Google ads. We'll be doing targeted marketing, and of course the farther away we're getting, the more we're going to focus on the bigger jobs for you, and we can focus even on specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for your business to pop up and be seen by those folks that are needing your services there. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I will do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at our client interview calendar. We'll be scheduling a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure we've got, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, if you've got a mission statement or a motto, a tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want, for example, for us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, professional, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that and a couple other things on a follow-up call. What I'll do now, though, Jamie, to secure the listing for Snyder Dirt Work is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you do know that it is month to month, that you can stop at any time, that we've reduced both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, and, of course, that we're including the website at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, Jamie, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Give me just a quick second here, Mr. Schneider, to get that set up. Okay. So, Jamie, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Jamie, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
Snyder Dirt Work.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And Mr. Schneider, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jamie Snyder, owner of the business.
Okay. And then, Jamie, as the owner of Snyder Dirt Work, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You probably make all the decisions for your company. And, Jamie, the spelling of your first name, is that J-A-I-M-E?
J-A-M-I-E.
Oh, I'm sorry, J-A-M-I-E. That's how Tara had it spelled the other way. I just wanted to clarify. It's a good thing I asked. J-A-M-I-E. And then, the other thing, too, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, as you may well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, Jamie, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, emails, and phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Schneider, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
And as long as you respond to those messages and phone calls, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We're already aware of the Angie's leads and that you paused those leads, and, of course, your Facebook page where we'll be able to pull photos and videos. The reason we ask is all of the additional content content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Jamie, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know, okay? And then with the reductions in costs that I'm applying here for both the established business rate and then, of course, the reduction in that one-time setup fee, and with the website actually included at no additional cost, and since it is, of course, month to month, Mr. Schneider, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 25th of October, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $398. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 25th of the month at the further discounted rate of just $299. And once again, that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. My company will incur the hard cost of the paid Google ads that will run on behalf of your business. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Jamie, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, since it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. All that we do ask, Jamie, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jamie, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Schneider, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Jamie, that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
Be on a MasterCard.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's, well, I've actually got a trucking company, too. So my name and MasterCard.
Okay, no middle initial in that particular card, though?
Yes, it's actually James, J-A-M-E-S-F, as in Franklin.
Thank you.
S-N-I-D-R.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying. I was about to ask, is that F as in Frank or S as in Sam, because they sound so similar, but I have that as James F, like Franklin. And then you said that was a MasterCard, Jamie. Actually, ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5152.
Yes, sir.
8810.
Okay.
082.
Got a little staticky right there. So I've got the 5152 and then 8810.
Yeah. And then 0082.
00. I missed one of those zeros. And the last four?
7400.
7400. And then the expiration month and year?
07 of 23.
07 of 23. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
933.
933. So I've got 933, 933 on the back in July or 07 of 2023 for the expiration. And then, Jamie, was the card itself 51-52-8810-0082-7400?
I see it.
Okay. And that does bill at the home address on the 3490 Snyder Road, 38606. Okay. Now, Jamie, in about a minute.
Zip code is 38658, which is Pope, Mississippi.
Oh, really? Let me. Yeah. Oh my goodness! You know what I did? I copied it off of the Angie's leads, and man, they are wrong a lot. And when I copied it, they've got it as 38606, but Google does correct it as 38658. Okay. So let me fix that here. And in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I actually don't have a pen.
No problem. I rarely have a pen either. I usually just take a picture of something or type it into my phone and then fix it later.
Hang on a second. I got one now.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I got one.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. If you happen to call outside of those hours, you will get a live an answering service that will take a detailed message for you and have our client support team call you back the next business day. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. The email address is support@localsplash.com, again, for the support team. And then if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the next business day. Now, Jamie, you're actually going to get all of that information by way of text message, or actually an email, I should say. You'll get the email in about a minute or so. You're also going to receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and it is on the email, the invoice email, where you're going to find a link to the written terms and conditions. And that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And that link will also be texted out to you as well. Depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things on that. And then the only other order of business here would be to schedule that follow-up call with one of our technicians. Now, this late in the day, there is just the one spot available today at 4 o'clock, so it would be in about, 45 minutes or something. It won't get to you right at the top of the hour, and it's a one-hour window, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. If that 4 o'clock works for you, we can schedule that for this afternoon. If not, we can take a look at something tomorrow. But would that work? You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can keep working if you have to. 4 o'clock? Okay.
It'll be
scheduled from 4 until 5. Like I said, it's a 1 hour window, but the call takes about half that time. Now, did you receive either the text message or the invoice email sent out to you?
Yeah, I've got the text message.
Okay, so if you open up the text message, it goes to where it needs to go. The invoice email wants you to click on the terms there. But you're looking at my.localsplash.com/terms. This is actually the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and reporting. In this case, though, we just want you to confirm that you've received the terms and conditions. Obviously, the Google My Business optimization will mirror the content on Bing, too. The directory submissions, like I said, almost 70 different destinations. The landing page, that's your website. That's included. The Google Ads are included as well. If you scroll down about two-thirds, maybe three-quarters of the way under where it says SMS communication, just verify that the phone number on there, the 662-934-8162, that's a number that you can receive text messages on. We do not want you, though, to click on the box below it because that's actually to opt out of SMS or text messages. And like you said, that's your preferred method of contact. So we definitely want to be able to send those text messages to you. Just leave that box empty. But below that, towards the bottom where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, obviously the card in your name, we do want you to click on that box. And then it is going to go out the way it is on the card. So everything's going to be sent officially to James F. Snyder. You can either copy and paste that into that sign box or type it in. But if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. That would confuse the system. But once you've got James F. Snyder in that box, just hit confirm signature. That does a couple of things. Of course, it does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced both the subscription cost and the setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It also does allow us to both verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do that NAPW audit to make sure any information out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, you're going to know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password.
All right.
Do you see that?
It actually won't let me pull it up while I'm on the phone.
Oh, it won't let you pull it up on the phone. That's okay. If you can do that when you get off the phone, like I said, pretty straightforward process there. But if not, we can have our client interview technician walk you through that in about half hour, 45 minutes or so. Like I said, it won't get to you right at the top of the hour, but it gets to you pretty quick after that. Other than that, though, let me be the very first to say welcome aboard. I want to, I'm excited for you. You've got a great Facebook page. Obviously, we can use that content on there. Oh, the other thing, too, not only is the initial construction of the website included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of that website is also included at no additional cost. So if you start taking, more photos of new jobs, we can always add those photos. There's never any additional cost for us to do that. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call shortly after the top of the hour here. It's too late to send you a reminder email. The reminder email goes out an hour prior, too. But I'm sending you right now a calendar invite. Now, the calendar invite is really more for your records. It's going to your email. You do not have to respond to it, although some people do, and I don't mind it. But that is in the system as well. Other than that, you should get that follow-up call just a few minutes after 4, and we're pretty excited to get this going for you, showcase your experience and the work that you do, and get your phone ringing. Of course, earn your business 1 month at a time. I did, though, want to say thanks for being, you can't help but be yourself, but you are a nice guy. You're a smart guy. That clearly comes across on the phone, and I don't always get both. In fact, a lot of the time I get neither. So it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I definitely appreciate you being respectful of me and my time as well.
All right, bud. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Jamie, you have a wonderful rest of the day. You take care, and that call from our technician should get to you within about 40 minutes or so.
All right, boy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Snyder. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.